How quickly we humans forget. Those who watch Europe know that the continent is heading in a dangerous direction, unleashing the phantoms of a bloody history. Find out where current trends are leading and how it all is revealed in your Bible. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Germany started World War I and World War II. And in World War II, Adolf Hitler was the leader of Germany. And he then allied himself or united Germany with Benito Mussolini, the leader of Italy. And they started World War II. Now, 60 million people were killed in World War II or died in some way. 60 million. Mussolini called this Germany-Italy axis the Holy Roman Empire. The Holy Roman Empire. And there's only going to be one more of those. And then that empire is going to be destroyed forever. And those very people that are leading that are going to meet Jesus Christ himself. And he's going to destroy that empire and establish his own rule over this earth. Now, we have been prophesying that for over 75 years. 75 years, that's a long time. And this World War III that's coming, which they're going to start, is going to be far more dangerous than World War II, by far. So it's an unparalleled danger, and yet nobody is warning America about this. Nobody seems to be talking about it very much. And almost nobody is warning Europe or the world about what is coming and what is happening inside Italy. Let me read to you what we wrote from our news report. And this was written by Richard Palmer, and here's what he had to say. This fascism has a direct connection with a political party founded by Benito Mussolini. In fact, Italy's next leader will probably come from the successor to Mussolini's party. Now, that's a rather dangerous move because the people of Italy killed Mussolini at the end of World War II because of what he did in leading them into that destruction. But this, what is rising in Europe is certainly a threat to America and really the entire world. And notice what it says here, all the polls indicate that Giorgia Meloni, leader of the Brothers of Italy party, will be Italy's next prime minister after the election on September the 25th. That's less than a week away. To many pundits, the only question is whether her coalition will simply win or win big enough to have a two-thirds majority in parliament and able to change the constitution. The polls say that this lady is going to be in charge, and she represents Mussolini and his party that ruled in World War II. The strength of Mussolini's rhetoric, drawing heavily on the old glory of the Roman Empire, still has not lost political currency. That's written by the Associated Press. So even though the Italians killed him after World War II, that party is coming back, and it's very popular in Italy today, and it looks like our next leader in Italy, or their next leader, is going to be Meloni, according to what the polls are saying today. Do we fear a fascist government? Is there anything to fear there? Well, you have to look back to what they did in World War II, and it was called the Holy Roman Empire. Mussolini actually laid the groundwork for that to happen. And, of course, he and Hitler united. That fascist spirit just emanated from both countries during the 1930s through the 1940s. So Revelation 17 is the chapter, the pivotal chapter, that talks all about that Holy Roman Empire and which is the last head today, the end of it, if you will. And Revelation 17 gives you the specifics about this. And it is actually the theme of Revelation 17. And so it talks about this vivid and dramatic beast, fierce beast, the most fierce beast ever on this earth. And the damage is going to be beyond anything this earth has ever experienced. That's what it's going to lead them into. Another quote here from our report: Mussolini frequently called his empire the Roman Empire or the Holy Roman Empire. He modeled his famous salute after Romans. He used the same eagle symbolism. Even the term fascism is a direct reference to the Roman Empire. So is that anything we need to fear or be concerned about? But look what they did in World War II. And Germany started both world wars, and your Bible says they're going to start World War number 3 if we don't do a lot of repenting between now and then. But notice what we wrote in the Holy Roman Empire prophecy. Just days after Mussolini signed the Lateran Treaty in February 1929, Adolf Hitler praised the agreement in an article in Volkischer Beobachter, the newspaper of the Nationalist Socialist German Workers' Party. Hitler held no political office at this time, but subsequent events revealed that he was already anticipating the day when he would become a sort of a German Mussolini. So Mussolini, in that sense, sort of paved the way for Hitler. And they united and started World War II. Notice verse 10 of Revelation 17. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. But now this other one has come. He's on the scene right now. Herbert Armstrong stated, the seven heads symbolize the seven dynasties of historic peaks of the Holy Roman Empire. That was in the 1979 Plain Truth magazine in January. And he goes on to say the 10 horns or 10 kings or 10 nations comprising this empire at the time of the seventh stage. And here I can just mention those seven heads or the leaders of them. Number one was Emperor Justinian. Number two, Charlemagne. Number three, Otto the Great. Number four, the Habsburg dynasty. And the fifth one, Napoleon's kingdom in the early 19th century. And the sixth one was the German-Italian axis, responsible for World War II. And next we have the seventh head, and you have these 10 kings that are going to coalesce in Europe and have the final Holy Roman Empire. They have 28 nations in that European Union now, but it's going to be pared down to 10 nations as far as the Holy Roman Empire is concerned. And the heart of those kings is going to be Germany and Italy, just like it was in World War II. That's where the heart of it is and the real spirit of it is. And you can prove that from your Bible. It's not that difficult. We need to do just that. Then we mention here that Hitler went on to become the sixth resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. Then, of course, Italy kind of paved the way for that axis to form, and they had the Holy Roman Empire. Here's something I wrote in my booklet, Prophesy Again. Quote, during World War II, we saw the Hitler-Mussolini axis, but then it disappeared from the scene. It was not, as Revelation 17:10 says, and yet God says it is. Well, now what does that mean? Well, the Axis powers lost the war, but as Mr. Armstrong preached time and again, they just went underground into the bottomless pit. They went underground to the bottomless pit. They did not go away. It was destroyed, but they went underground and kept right on building this third and final World War III that's coming. That is astounding that that could happen before our eyes and people not really understand it. You can read all about that in our booklet on Germany Conquers the Balkans. I wrote that years ago. That will explain all of that to you. But anyhow, they went underground and established businesses around the world and just continued their dirty work unknown to most people. It was kept hidden even by our own government until the 1990s. But now, notice what we have in Italy. The leaders in Italy went underground in the Italian social movement, which is now rising in the form of the Brothers of Italy. They're coming back up now, and they're out there where everybody can see them. They're coming out of the underground, which we ought to have exposed to the world, but our government decided they would keep that classified for about 50 years. Amazing. But it happened before our eyes. So the movement that Maloney leads is precisely and exactly what the Bible says is going to happen. And it's going to happen very soon. And it's right there rising before our eyes, and we can all see it. And it ought to be very concerning to all of us if we believe Bible prophecy. And we can prove that to you. The Bible tells us to watch for that power and also see the inspiring conclusion, the best news you could ever hear at this time, the very best news. So you can write for our book on the Holy Roman Empire, and then also I wrote one on Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, which tells you a lot about that Holy Roman Empire. Let's read the 10th verse again of Revelation 17. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. So five are fallen, and one is, and is not, went underground. But then this prophecy implies that there would be a man come on the scene when that one is, what God's man who proclaimed the message and warned them of what was happening, and that was Herbert W. Armstrong. And he did that during World War II and even after World War II and told us exactly what was going to happen and that this Holy Roman Empire was going to rise and be more powerful than it ever was before. And he said that when Germany was just a pile of rubble. That's how prophetic this is, and he explained that to all of us. Most people didn't pay much attention to that. It goes on to talk about the seventh head, and it's not yet come, but now it has come. You can see it rising in Italy and also in Germany, as I'll show you in a few moments. Herbert Armstrong said that this beast came, the beast that was and is not and yet is. So it's not for a while. It went underground, but then here it comes back, and yet it is. And you can see it in Italy and Germany today. It's rising so all of us can see it. God is explaining this to us, and anybody can prove it from their Bibles. They really can. The other is not yet come, but that's no longer the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 7 said this man, Herbert Armstrong, would be taken out of the way, and then that seventh Holy Roman Empire would come on the scene. God always uses a man. He uses a man to do these things. And this is something we can also prove from our Bibles. But notice what the German defense minister said, we must lead militarily. That was in the Deutsche Welle, and here's what they said about it. Well, Germany does not have to be afraid of doing so, she said. She believed Germany was obliged to play a leading global role militarily, and they are the greatest military power in Europe, far greater than we even imagine. Their economy has always dominated and even domineered Europe, and certainly done things that should not have been done. and was not done in a democratic way. Germany does not need to be afraid of this new role. But now, wait a minute. After World War II, do you remember what Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt said immediately after they won that victory? Here's what they said. It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world. Well, what do you know? They weren't ever going to let Germany rise again with a military power, because they have started World War I and World War II, and if you look back anciently in history, they are the Assyrians, that's their ancient name, and they were a warring nation just like Germany is today. What a history they have of starting wars. And they often do them suddenly. I'll just read a little from what happened in World War II. This is taken from a graphic and lamentable excerpts from Shoah, an oral history of the Holocaust by Claude Lanzmann. This is what happened in World War II, and he says, have we forgotten? The Germans even forbade us to use the words corpse or victim. The dead were blocks of wood, dung, and absolutely of no importance. They weren't even human beings, they said. And they exterminated them. 6 million Jews he's talking about here, but there's a lot more than that that they destroyed, because 60 million people died in World War II. And here's the way 6 million of them died, and a lot more of them died in a very similar way. And the people would go in there and wonder, well, what is happening here, when they were taking into these extermination camps? And he said, well, they would be told, well, you're going to be gassed. You're going to be killed. That's why they brought you here. So anyhow, you can be aware of all of this, but I'll just read to you what Margaret Thatcher said about it before she died. October 1995, in a speech in Colorado Springs, Colorado, you have not anchored Germany to Europe, she said. You have anchored Europe to a newly dominant, unified Germany. In the end, my friends, you'll find it will not work. And it just so happens that the Bible agrees with Margaret Thatcher and what she said. And she ended up really losing her office by saying those words and words like that. People didn't want to hear that. And Germany was powerful, and they would really refute all that. And everybody began to want to please Germany again. And here's another headline, Germany must cast off 80 years of restraint. And the Guardian writes about that, and it says essentially what I read to you before. And record German arms exports, but not enough for Ukraine. What is going on there? They're just having exports like they've never had before of armaments, yet they're not sending what they said they would and people expect them to send to the Ukraine. Why is that? Well, you have to know that something is going on between Germany and Russia. They're making a deal just like they did before World War II. And Europe, certainly the Holy Roman Empire, is breaking with America, whether we realize it or not. And they're now friends with Russia. And you can prove that even by just reading the world news. Well, it goes on in Revelation 17, verse 14, to say that they had war with the Lamb, this Holy Roman Empire, and of course something very bad happened. In Daniel 2, verses 34 and 35, it says this, you saw till that a stone was cut out without hands, that's Christ, which smote the image upon his feet and were of iron and clay and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, and the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away. It was just gone with the wind. That empire is just going to be gone with the wind, because Jesus Christ is going to come and destroy it. And his mountain or his government is going to fill the whole earth. This is for all mankind. It's going to happen. And these people that are rising and building the Holy Roman Empire are going to face Jesus Christ Himself. How many people believe that? But it has 25 at least prophecies that says that specifically in your Bible, the Old and the New Testament. But notice this beautiful scripture here in Daniel 7 and verse 27. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. And here God is giving the kingdom to them whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey Him. Think about what this is saying. Those people that do God's work today, those first fruits that serve God and proclaim His message before the second coming are going to be sitting on the throne of David, ruling the kingdom of God under Jesus Christ and God the Father. Can you believe that? What a reward God gives people who do His work and proclaim His warning message to this world. It's such a glorious message. It ought to inspire all of us. There's nothing like it. And it's on the scene right now. And what a wonderful ending this is going to be. This really makes Bible prophecy come alive like perhaps nothing else you could study. And you can prove all of this from your Bible. Do we believe God? I'm telling you, everything He said about this Holy Roman Empire has come to pass. Every head of it, He's prophesied right there in your Bible. And what an amazing truth that is. You can see in Daniel 8, verse 23, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding, dark sentences shall stand up. Now, what is that all about? Dark sentences. Well, they're inspired by Satan the devil. That leader is going to rule over the Holy Roman Empire. But are people going to listen today? Well, 10 days before World War II was declared by Britain, Churchill returned to London, and the news that greeted him was of an impending agreement between Germany and the Soviet Union. They had an agreement, and the same thing's going to happen again. You can watch that. Already, Germany is working with Russia and not America. You need to examine that closely. They say they are, but it isn't true. I'm telling you, it is just not true. But there are signs galore, you see, or there were in World War II, all over the place, and that war was coming. And the Parliament was where? They were on vacation when World War II started. So we need to heed this warning today and not be like we were in World War II, because this is the most dangerous Holocaust ever to hit this earth. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Germany and the Holy Roman Empire. He Was Right and Prophesy Again. Order now. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.